Boys and girls, way back in Bible days, when somebody killed somebody by an accident, then there was what they called the avenger of blood. The law allowed the relative of that person to kill the other fellow. But in the case of an accident, God provided cities that these people that had killed somebody by an accident could flee to, and there they'd be safe. They were called cities of refuge. They were a refuge city. There were six of them. And they were a place where people could hide from the avenger of blood. The way to these cities, they marked out very clearly and very plainly. So if a man killed somebody unawares, didn't mean it, then he would know exactly how to get to this city or one of these nearest cities to run to. And in the city, there would be a ready welcome waiting for them there. The people in those cities would take in anybody that come as such, and they'd be welcomed. And further, they were safe inside of that city. Nobody could come in and take them out of that city. They were safe there. They were to be there until the death of the high priest. Then they were to be released, and they were to be freed again. Now, this is so like God's salvation. We need a refuge. There's a terrible storm coming. We're guilty of sin. And the avenger, God himself, is coming back in flaming fire and judgment on the wicked. So we need a city of refuge. Now, the way to that city is very plain and clear. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. The only way we can come to God's refuge city is through the Lord Jesus Christ. The way is plain and clear. We have no trouble to find the way. Jesus died for our sins, and we come to him and trust him as our Savior. There'll be a ready welcome waiting for you there. Jesus says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and sup with him and he with me. The Lord is waiting to receive you. There'll be a ready welcome waiting for you there. And above all, you'll be safe when you come to the Lord's place of refuge. You'll be in a safe place. Nobody will ever touch you there. Satan and all of his powers can't get you there. The only safe place to be for time and eternity is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust the Savior today.